Welcome to Life's a Story podcast, where everyone has a story to tell. I'm your host, Greg Steinke, and joining me are some amazing individuals.
This is Andy. Whether it's navigating relationships or sharing personal triumphs, we're here to explore the moments in life that shape us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina. Join us as we share stories that will encourage, challenge, and entertain you.
Hey, it's Stephanie. We believe every story deserves a spotlight, and we're not holding anything back. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's get started.
What?
There you go. Well, welcome back to Life's a Story podcast. I'm your host, Greg Steinke, along with my wife, Dina, Andy, and Stephanie, where real life
meets the mic.
Man, are you? I was waiting for somebody else to come in and do
I
that.
I thought about it.
I got yelled at.
Yeah.
Only when you took Catherine's spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
But she was very sweet about it, and we got to do it again afterwards.
What was the name of her business?
Sweet Dreams Cake Shop.
There we go.
Downtown Troy.
She's coming soon.
Yes. And so hopefully, I see some activity going there.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to stop by there and just pop in.
Well, her episodes were great, too.
Yeah, they were.
Yes. If you haven't listened to them, go back check them out.
And we're on Podbean.
Apple Podcast, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, you name it.
Everywhere.
Always give us 5 stars.
Yep.
Thumbs up, subscribe.
And then on YouTube. Yep. So it's going to be
And leave comments. I want to see some feedback.
Yes. I do too.
Is that you or me?
Oh, that's
me.
Our feedback
there
right now.
There we go, right there.
You don't need to be mean, but if you've got some, a comment or that you like the podcast.
We'll forgive you.
Yeah, you can be debatable.
Yes, we will forgive and forget.
Forgive and forget.
We won't forget.
We have your name.
We will purpose to forget.
That's a subject that we have been on the last podcast on forgiveness and forgetting, and two separate entities, two separate actions. Is one harder than the other?
Yes.
Yeah. I would say so.
Which one do you think would be harder?
Forgetting. For me.
Forgetting.
I had to work hard at forgetting.
Yeah, forgetting. I don't know, but true forgiveness is...
I would say...
I think an ongoing process.
Yes.
Too.
Or does it depend on the...
situation.
And maybe it depends the on the situation.
On the degree of the offense.
Yes.
Yeah. On the severity absolutely. Of it.
To make it harder. Yeah. Not to say that I'm not going to, but to make it harder to do it.
Well, I think that's also important in my case, and I think it goes for a lot of cases, a lot of people will start to forgive, but then they don't want to give themselves any credit. For trying, because you're literally trying to grow while you're trying to heal at the same time.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No. Right.
Yeah. And there's a lot to it.
So the definition, give me that.
Yeah. We did the definition.
Brother Daniel.
So.
And Daniel Webster was a Christian?
Really?
Yes, he was.
There you go. So we talked about the definition. So, Steph.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh.
Do you want to read that?
Again? Okay. Yeah.
But just the definition.
Forgiveness is defined as a conscious and deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment, anger, and vengeance towards someone who has wronged us. It involves letting go of the desire for retribution and choosing to extend compassion and understanding.
There you go. And if you do look into his synonyms, he'll put in there pardon and other things, and that pardon really is a forgiveness. It's a synonymous with that, which it talks about to excuse the offense without exacting a penalty.
I think freedom and love should be included in that, too.
Well, when you talk about forgiveness, there is an element, like in Scripture, the verse that I read in Acts, that forgiveness is an element of freedom, liberty, where you're no longer bound to the one that you wronged or that you crossed. And that is a freedom of condemnation, a freedom of vengeance, a freedom of anger and resentment on both parts.
When you forgive yourself and releasing and gaining freedom from your own mistakes?
But can you forgive yourself? Or is that where the Lord has to do the forgiving and then you accept his forgiveness?
Well, even if you take, in cases, you take the Lord out, and I know in our case it's different, but I know. I'm just saying. I know. But I'm just saying, you know who's all out there. Just kidding. But I think you, it is important to, in however way you can, to find that forgiveness for yourself. It's the hardest part of it, too, because once you sit down and realize what you've done, it could be easy. But then you got to also play it, get out of the victim card. And once you get out of the victim card, then you start to forgive yourself. And
how do you forgive yourself? If you're taking the Lord out, how do you forgive yourself?
I meant for me, I don't know. I'm just saying there's, you know what I mean?
Well, there's lost people that forgive themselves.
That's what I'm saying. So if we're talking about, all right, those that are not a Christian, those that, okay, have come up in society on the wrong side of the track, so to speak, where they want to start over, they know they have baggage, they know they have just done, you know, one fiasco after the other, and they want to start over or turn another leaf, as I said, they say, how can they truly forgive themselves?
I think it's by hating on the situation, hating, I mean, distracting the actual problem from themselves and blaming everybody else is how they do their forgiveness.
So take the blame for yourself.
And throw it to the side, throw it underneath the rug and blame the problem. Like, oh, they did this, they did that.
Well, so forgiving yourself is not blaming others.
It's
looking at you.
I think to forgive yourself when there is no Lord, I think is blaming the problem. And always blaming the problem and thinking you had nothing to do with it. I think that's what my assumption.
Going about it in the wrong way.
Going about it in the wrong way, yes. I think they'll find anything they can to fault everything else but what they did.
So they won't take the
credit,
the responsibility upon themselves.
So that's how you forgive yourself, is you kind of release it from you and put it on
someone else or something else.
I only did it because of this. Or
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you use a reason, an excuse.
You find for your actions other reason. Yeah.
And say, you know, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm somewhat forgiven.
Right.
So when you use the Lord, so as a Christian, we understand that when we do wrong, I cannot say, well, it's because of this person or that person, but it's because of who I am. And like we said in the earlier podcast, because of that sin nature, that natural man that's in us,
right.
We cannot, you know, run from that.
Right.
So the Christian can get forgiveness.
Right.
So the forgiveness comes from the Lord, but we have to have that acceptance of his forgiveness and trusting what he said, that he will forgive, he will forget, he will cleanse. But you know, within our own self, we always don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I still feel like what can I do to make it up, or what can I do to make things right?
Yeah.
But then when you know, we talk about forgiveness, whether it be from the Lord or whether it be from someone else, when we talked about the definition, it's not that you have to make up it. You don't have to come back and try to, in retribution, show, you know, if I forgive, then I'm not asking for retribution. I'm not asking for you to make a payment on something that I forgave you for.
Right. And as a believer, you have help from the Lord in doing that. But I think we were talking about like forgiving yourself. I think sometimes it's much easier to forgive other people for their wrongdoings or against us, if somebody's done something against us, than it is to forgive ourselves.
But like Andy was saying, that many will just go ahead and pawn it off.
Right.
Their situation or whatever took place on something or someone else to relieve them of
the guilt.
Shame. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I also think in those situations, they'll just find something else. They'll find a new addiction. They'll find it'll go deeper or they'll completely shut off. I was guilty of that. Like for me, I know I was saved like 4 years ago almost, but I also felt like once I was able to use the Lord in forgiveness, is like I felt like that was my salvation, to be honest. It doesn't have to, I know it may
it's
not
a part
be.
Of it.
When you really
right.
practiced it, faith in your life.
Yeah.
It, I don't want to say for the first time.
Right.
But the but first was, big instance
yeah.
in life where faith became a factor, where faith became the only choice that you had.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I think
right.
that you had to lean on that.
Because it's easy to be a victim. Like, you just want to be a victim.
Sure.
Victim of your
own
circumstance.
Well, our society's full of that now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's a victim.
Yes.
And
like if you cry enough, you'll get your way.
Well, like you were saying, everybody's a victim because they don't want to take responsibility.
No.
Yeah.
And everything is because of the environment, society, media, whatever else.
Right.
Which, and as we just talked about, is a factor.
It is a factor.
But it's still personal choice at the same
sure.
time.
Sure. And when when things come up to where you're caught.
Yeah.
And you're found guilty, then you cannot, you know, just excuse it away.
Well, yeah. And it's the easiest thing to do.
Sure it is.
I mean, it's, I think, to me, I believe it's human nature. Like, to get caught, look at...
Well, just, who wants to run to punishment?
Nobody.
Or to, you know...
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants that.
No, you find a way out.
So when we talk about forgiveness, forgiveness is just that. It is a freedom, a pardon,
and
a release.
And it's not just one day you wake up and say, I forgive you. There are steps to it. You know, like it's
a process.
It is a process. But you should also be, if you're forgiving yourself or forgiving someone, like, be proud of those steps. Like, because you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have triggers. You're going to have those type of things. And...
So let me ask you this. Is the process prior to forgiveness, or is forgiveness given and then a process of forgiveness or a practice of that afterwards?
I'd say practice is a good word.
Yeah.
And I think there's like a appetizer, a main course, and then afterwards you're... I think it's like a decision.
Yes.
You have to make the decision to want to forgive and truly forgive, not just say...
Right.
I forgive you.
It's
move
not
on,
just
whatever.
Words.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to be willing to put in the work to be constantly forgiving. And Andy uses an analogy a lot when we're talking about some different things on, like, not grabbing a shovel every time. Mm-hmm. Like, where there's an instance in your mind of, you know, when you choose to forgive, you are starting on... a new solid foundation
right.
with that person who wronged you or yourself, and don't grab a shovel every time.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like, you and don't dig just dig below. Down deeper.
And that shovel's laying right there in front of you every day.
So, yeah, it's I think right, it's...
It wants you to dig.
And you know, of course, one of the verses that I really, really like is in Psalms chapter 40. And you talked about the shovel, which meant that you're either you're digging a hole or you're... You know, you're going deeper in the situation instead of starting where you need to be on that level ground.
Yeah.
Where David said that, you know, I was in a horrible pit in the miry clay, and he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard his cry and inclined his ear unto him. He pulled me up out and he set me on a rock and established my going. So he does that. And I think that was part of David. You know, he got into a whirlwind of a mess in his life sometimes.
And a lot of times.
A lot of times. Well, I meant some of the times that when we read of, he's in a mess.
Yeah.
And so he did cry out to the Lord, and I believe that was part of forgiveness, where the Lord pulled him out and then started him on that, we're on new ground now, David, and this is the direction we need to go. So a lot of times when we say we want to forgive somebody, we turn around... And go right back in the pit.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Mm-hmm. It's very easy.
You
to
either
do
put
that.
Yourself in the pit, or you throw the other person in the pit.
And really, I guess when one or the other's in the pit, you're both in there.
Yeah.
And you know, you've got to come out.
Well, that's when you pinch a tent. You're there to stay for a while, and you need the. And it's the hardest thing to do when you're trying to forgive something major. is breaking the cycle of the negativity or the conflict itself. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the hardest thing to do, even though you forgive.
In your own mind.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's
your emotions as well.
Yeah, your mind is going to be your worst enemy.
Sure.
And that's what causes triggers. That's what. But you also can find the mindset to forgive. And you got to realize it's sometimes it's okay. That's where forgive and forget. Like, you'll probably never forget, but it's okay to go back there for a minute and think, like, gosh, look where I'm at now.
Right. You don't linger.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's a hindsight where you can see what we've come through.
Right.
And where I've developed out of that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I wanted to kind of recap what we went over a little bit before was understanding the nature of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not synonymous with forgetting or condoning hurtful actions. It's about releasing the emotional burdens for our own well-being, which is true. And then now we want to explore some of the components of forgiveness.
Some of those real quick, like condoning and stuff like, because I think we're all guilty. And as you're forgiving, you're still going to, your mind is your worst enemy.
Right.
Because the situation's probably over. And more times than not, you're never going back there or it's never going to happen again.
Right.
So I think it's important for people out there, like everybody gets into a negative mindset at some point about it, but you can talk through it with your partner, your wife or spouse or whatever, or there's so many different ways you can talk to yourself now to help figure it out, like figure out the things that are working for you. And it's fine. Like, don't think like, oh, nope, I'm stuck here and I'm not going there. I tried to forgive. Well, you didn't because you didn't have a curious mind to even try. Anyone can say, yep, I forgive you. And you know, 9 out of 10 times they're going to turn their back and they're going to say something nasty or they don't even care. They're like,
well, it's always easier to forgive one time, but the second time or the third time, it makes it more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't.
Right.
And even the Lord said that, you know, how many times do I forgive this person? Well, he said 70 times 7. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't mean that only 408 times. And once they do it the 491 time, then you don't forgive them. He's just given a large number in a scale where you keep forgiving them. Yeah. And many times an individual will wrong multiple times to you. And you've got to come back at it again. So when you forgive, I think that practice, I think you get ready. I mean, your heart has to be ready to forgive. Mm-hmm. Your heart has to be willing to forgive.
Right.
And then when you take upon that full action to where I want to forgive you, then it's the practice of constantly reminding yourself, because, you know, forgiving and forgetting are coupled. But you have to remind yourself that I forgave them and I forgave them. I forgave them.
Right.
And like you said, we're not to constantly bring it up or hold it over their head.
No, because if we do that, what we, you know, like what you were saying in our mind, if we don't pay attention, we end up putting ourselves in bondage again over and over and over because you start, you know, being resentful, holding bitterness, you know, towards somebody. So that's when you have, like you said, over and over. And I mean, time does make, you know, was it time heals all wounds? And to agree, I think that's true. Time,
if you allow it to.
Time,
and
yes.
That's where forgiveness really comes in.
Yes, time can heal a lot of those things, but you have to, it's not like you have to forgive them over and over again. You've forgiven, but it's our nature and the nature of Satan to want to remind us of somebody else's mistake or our own mistake or whatever the situation is. And then that keeps us in bondage.
So we're talking like us forgiving somebody, right?
Yeah.
So on the other side of the one who has been forgiven. What does that play in your mind? How does that, we talk about the psychological effect or the spiritual effect or the emotional effect. Do you, if someone tells you, I forgive you, do you believe them? And how can you believe them?
Well,
I think their actions speak pretty loudly on whether or not they actually forgive.
And you know, forgiveness can't change the past, but it can change your future. And I think that's what's important for, like, in that mindset that you're talking about. Like, there's absolutely nothing, and that person probably would do anything in the world to change whatever that mistake may be. And it's going to haunt them. But by you forgiving them, like, almost gives them, like, the...
No, I mean, like, be the one, you're being the one forgiven.
Yeah.
You crossed over, you hurt, you did something wrong.
Well,
you said something that was inappropriate or caused a rift in a situation.
And I'm saying, like the power of that forgiveness, like, releases those past actions so you can move forward in your life. No one wants to be judged by that one situation.
Right.
And a lot of times I feel like when you're looking for forgiveness and you've been forgiven, I think you still find yourself, in most cases, I like to believe that you're going to do anything in the world, like the rest of your life, to prove, like, you're not a...
Do you feel like you owe?
Yeah, I think so. Because you owe it to yourself, too, I think. Like,
I think it's only right to change for the better.
Oh, yeah.
To where I don't want to do that again, not just toward you or whoever I wronged or offended, but in general, I don't want to walk that way again or act that way again.
Right. And a lot of times, like, you think once a murderer, always a murderer, or once a thief, always a thief, once a cheater, always a cheater. You think of all these things, and those things stick there. But a lot of times, I feel like the statistics are just done on repeat offenders. They're not done on your normal person who's...
One and done.
Sure.
Who knows? Made a mistake.
Yeah, who knows what was going through their mind or...
Right.
What happened? Sadly, maybe something...
You have to look at the circumstances.
Well, I mean, and you have that with, unfortunately, with those that had caught accidents, driving drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The situation hours before that probably drove them to that point where they were depressed or they had bad news. And some, you know, I'm not saying all of them. There's those that, you know, that's their life. They're a drinker. But they're
that way for a reason, though, a lot of times, too, when you dig really deep into it. There's always more.
And that's another podcast.
There's always more behind it. That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah.
But there's always more behind it.
Behind again, which one?
Like people who are just chronic drunks. Like, again.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying
they
like
had
the
things that happened in their life that got them to that point where they're at.
Oh,
so
yeah.
No matter what the situation, you're...
But I'm saying like the one that said, all right, I just can't handle it. And he's not a drunkard. I mean, but he goes out.
Yeah.
He gets drunk from the situation, from the argument, whatever, and realizes that I need to get home.
Yeah.
But on the way home, he causes an accident.
Yeah. You're thinking, I'm only 3 minutes away.
Right. So, you know, when things like that happen, you know, that's hard to swallow. Well, and even you probably won't get forgiveness from the family.
You know, I saw, like, so strange, this weird story real quick. I saw there was a fatal accident a few years ago on a main road around here.
Mm-hmm.
This lady, I mean, had and we're in Ohio, they say there's no poisonous spiders, I don't know. But she had shorts on, it was during the summer, and she had one crawling up her leg, went to smack it, and when she did it, she took the steering wheel with her and came in on, like, head-on accident.
Really?
Yeah. She survived somehow, but the other car, like the driver or the passenger, one of them, like, was killed instantly.
Really?
Can you imagine, like, even that, holding that type of guilt? Like,
sure.
You're an innocent person, but you're always going to be labeled by that other family, like, the worst thing in the world when...
Right. And even if they would have come up and say, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and we use that term a lot to initiate forgiveness.
Well, just think, how many times have you driven and had look down just that split second because you felt, you thought you felt something, or
I was in an accident myself where I broke my back because my Bible fell from my seat to the floorboard of the passenger side. When I went to reach for it, the steering wheel went right.
Yeah,
I was going around a left-hand turn on a bridge, and I hit the bridge and flipped it several times and went into a pasture field.
Yeah.
And
did you forgive yourself for that?
Forgive that medical bill.
I wish they would have forgiven that medical bill.
So let's take that one example of a car accident, whether it was, you know, an innocent thing or somebody that was irresponsible. And maybe that other family's not going to forgive you. But at some point, you have to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to, you know, it's going to be all consuming.
Sure will.
So I would definitely think something that big, if you've got the Lord, if you're saved, you have that resource. You have that knowledge of Him, and you have His Spirit to help you, even though this other party may never say, I forgive you.
Right.
I know it was an accident. That's probably never going to happen. But you can forgive yourself, if I'm making sense with that, so that you can release yourself of the guilt and be able to move on.
But I think it's possible, too, and almost necessary, as hard as it is in situations like that, if you are the family of the person killed, to try your best to forgive that person for their mistake.
It's
not easy. No, I'm not saying that it's an easy process, but it is a process, I don't know, almost for your own psychological and health benefits.
Sure.
Try to forgive that person for a mistake that they made, like in the sense of, you know, the lady and the spider. And, you know.
Well, something like that would probably cause PTSD too.
Oh, yeah.
But that, again, is one of those situations where you have to put yourself in the shoes of the other person and say, like, had that been me in that situation, that could have been me.
Sure.
I could have done that to someone else's family. And you think about the guilt and the shame that they probably carry with them every day. And I don't know.
We talked about that on the last podcast, where you have to put yourself in... I won't say the guilty shoes, but or the instigator, but the one who initiated the wrong.
Yeah.
To where you have to be somewhat aware or fully aware of what happened. And in order for you to be able to begin the process within your own heart and then mind to forgive.
Well, and I was going to say, whether you are the offender, the person behind the wheel, or the offended, forgiveness is a choice.
I think that's the bottom line.
Whether you want to forgive somebody, I mean, you have to make that choice.
You can make a conscious effort to forgive, or you can make a conscious effort
to not forgive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to forgive.
I was going to say, and you've heard people say that, I'll never forgive them.
Which is probably the majority of the people.
Yeah.
I think the argument could be forgiveness can be just as painful as the actual wound.
Well, sure, it can be. Like, I mean, it's different pain, but it can be very painful to forgive.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's why a lot of people would avoid it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think so. I just think, like...
I mean, in different...
It goes back to being the victim.
Well, like, in different...
No matter way.
In different circumstances, forgiving or asking for forgiveness is, you know, you have to humble yourself. Even if you're, like, in a disagreement with somebody at work, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, just humble yourself. I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Whether they accept it, whether it's something... They may not even deserve it.
Let me ask you this.
And that's really kind of besides the point.
Well, I think forgiveness is also, like, it's not, it may not always be for, like, the short term. It's for the long run. Like,
sure.
It's going to be a long process, and it's worth it.
Well, let me ask you this. Is forgiveness an option, or is it a command?
I think as a believer, we're commanded to forgive.
Well, do you have to be a believer in order for it to be a command?
I know.
Well, if you don't have that foundation in your life,
well, but
who's telling them they have to forgive?
Okay, so I'm not a driver, but the law still stands. If I'm 15, I'm not a driver, the law still stands.
Right.
Even though I'm not driving, the law still stands.
Right.
Right.
So even though I'm not a believer, theoretically, all right.
Right. Yeah, that's the devil's advocate.
Yeah. If I'm not a believer, the law still stands.
Right.
But what law are you following?
Yeah, they're not following that law.
Not following that law.
If you're not a believer,
that law of the Lord.
Okay, let's say this. Okay, now this is going to get off the subject a minute, but is abortion right or is it wrong?
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
Because it's against the law of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not kill,
mm-hmm.
period. So that same law that says thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder or bear false witness, also says thou shalt forgive. How's the Lord's Prayer start? Say in your mind.
Yeah.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Hallowed be the name of thy kingdom come.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Or our debtors. Okay, yes. It is a condition. It is a conditional command. The only way that we can forgive our sins or those that will trespass against us is when God forgives us as well.
Mm. Well, I think someone who's not saved or anything like that can still have an open mind to forgiveness.
Sure they can.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying that forgiveness is not an option. Even though we have liberty to use it,
yes,
but it is a command that God gives us to forgive those who do trespass against us. Or,
see, is
forgetting an option?
Forgetting is,
I think,
like, do people say, "I forgive and I want to forgive because I want to move on from the situation," but they don't ever really forget?
I think the doer.
Well, okay, let me
ask
you this.
I think it's easier for the doer.
All right, I've got a bunch of questions.
I think the doer is easily more to forget.
Is forgetting a command in the Bible?
If you go with the Bible, yeah, but we got to, if you think like.
But there's no command in the Bible to forget.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Honestly.
The only one, like I said, the only one who does forget is the Lord.
Right.
He forgives, he forgets, he buries them in the deepest sea. For you and me to forget, we can't.
Right.
But I think that through the time of process of time and the practice of
Forgiving.
And like you said, Andy, it is an ongoing situation where mm-hmm. you've got to continually rest in your decision to forgive.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important out there, like, you're going to have, you're not every day you're going to be able to forgive like you did yesterday. But you know what? You're that step farther, so you're just at a new level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't go from step one forgiving. I'm talking about major, you know, things like...
But it could be anything.
Yeah, you're right. But some of them are easier to go from step one to step 10.
Right.
When
right.
it's something right. big, like those victories or those difficult or conversations you may have to have, like, you may have that conversation a few times, but you're learning something from each conversation to be able to forgive
mm-hmm.
sometimes in a complete different way
mm-hmm.
than you even thought. Just like watching a movie 3 or 4 times, like, man, I didn't see that the first time.
Right.
You know?
Like, that's a good comparison. Yeah. Honestly, it is.
Yeah. And so I have a problem with that. Steph will say, like, sometimes when it's something like she may be annoyed and more like on the more angry side, and I'm more like, I ask questions. You know, like, I love the curious mind now. Like, for instance, like, my mom, speaking of hiking, my mom fainted, passed out, and I immediately went to, like, did you know? Like, how'd you feel during that? Or, like, did you know what was going on then? You know, like...
The inquisitive mind.
Yeah. I love to know, like, because it helps me understand.
For sure.
Especially when it comes to forgiving situations, like... But it makes me understand, like, I guess I was drowning that person.
Well, I think that's good.
Right. That
where
is very good.
You ask questions or you're you're inquiring on what brought this about, or
and then when you have a better understanding of something,
oh yeah,
it's either to give forgiveness or accept forgiveness.
So someone takes my tool and they bring it back broken.
Yeah,
It's not like here's your tool back. Oh, and it, you know, it's broke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay. Right. I forgive you. No, I'm going to say, what did you do?
Right.
What? How did you break that?
Yeah. And communication in some way, shape, or form is one of the biggest, most important factors in the process of forgiveness, too.
And you can't, you just can't forgive without having understanding of the situation in its fullness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, and don't avoid like those hard conversations either, because it's actually, it becomes relaxing, like almost a meditation, because you actually understand where that person came from. You're like,
well, that's what Stephanie was talking about, too. Right. You know, about forgiveness is understanding where the other person is, or, you know, and being in their shoes.
The factor of factors involved.
Yeah. I call it the origin story. Like, because you kind of got to dig deep sometimes, and it's fun too. I'm talking when it's a serious problem between us, a husband and a wife, you know?
Right.
Like, it can be kind of, it's interesting to learn, like, how that happened or how it got there, or, gosh, I never knew that. Like, that makes sense.
That can even happen in, like, work situations or something like that, to where someone, you know, you have seemingly something minor at work, and someone just, like, completely loses it on you over the smallest thing.
Sure.
And you think, like, well, I'm never going to forgive that person for the way that they talked to me. But little do you know, before they came into work that morning, they got in a fight with their spouse. And
they got a ticket on the way in.
Or they got a ticket on the way in, and they're, you know, upset, and they haven't dealt with that, whatever. I mean, there's so many outside factors, too, from the smallest things to the biggest things.
And like you said, communication is the biggest, I should say, one of the most important elements in the process of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I think it's important, too, like, when it comes to a loved one, like, if you're working on forgiving them and you're seeing the changes, don't ignore it. Like, tell them.
Acknowledge
like,
sure, acknowledge. Encourage them and acknowledge that,
Because a lot of times I bet that person's probably beating themselves down. Sure. And they want to be recognized. They don't want to just sit there like, you know, it can even be about work too.
Do they not see me making an effort in bettering myself? And
because a lot of times that person may just want to give up and be like, you know what, screw it. They're not seeing my change, so I'm just
and they'll revert back to it.
Yeah, that goes along with labeling them as a certain way, and and not to say that that's going to make them make that same choice, but they label themselves at that point in time. They're all that you are doing in not forgiving them is giving power to their shame and their guilt.
Right.
And they're not releasing those feelings of like, you know, this is the way that I'm always going to be labeled. This is the way that I'm always going to be defined. Why change? Why am I trying so hard?
And you know, sometimes you may be the one who was hurt during the situation, but if you truly forgive, you truly see a change, you truly like all these great things in it, and say the outside world knows, or your group of friends knows. Mm-hmm. I think it's important because those friends may not have the same mindset as you guys do now.
Right.
I think it's important to acknowledge that person's change, acknowledge where they were to where they are now and where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in many situations that occur, you know, old phrase that no man's an island.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, that some situations do not necessarily affect others, but are acknowledged by others.
Right.
And so to see that change and see that forgiveness and see that willingness to forgive, and then also for the one that's forgiven to see the change, or at least the acknowledgement of their wrong. And I think within our own nature, we want to try to accomplish ourselves better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Make ourselves better. So,
well,
and you're going to find yourself in situations where you're, as a person, going to have to forgive someone who isn't sorry.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's difficult.
Well, why don't we hold on to that subject, mm-hmm. because that's like a one-way street, isn't it?
Yes.
And you're the only one going down that road.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody else is going with you.
Yeah.
Well, and if I can say real quick, I just, you know, as a Christian, a believer in Jesus, that, he does his gives us that spirit of forgiveness, where he does give us the ability and enables us to be able to forgive. And maybe circumstances we may not have been, you know, as easily able to forgive. So definitely acknowledge that our help is from the Lord.
Absolutely. So if we're going to close this one out, if you have our listeners, if you have a situation that you are dealing with that you cannot forgive, or you have a hard time accepting forgiveness, shout out to us at lifesastory2024@gmail.com.
You could even find yourself on this podcast.
Hey, never know.
Never know.
And we would, number one, like to help you overcome it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to live
in bondage of resentment. That.
Yeah, in bondage and just one side or the other. Doesn't matter which one you're on, but we want to help you through it. And this is life. And there's not one person breathing that has not practiced forgiveness or has not been forgiven on one level or another.
I think it's a perfect time to maybe shout out this episode and whatever, but Stephanie here is working on a book. Like, so be on the lookout for, for that.
What is the name of it?
Well, that's just kind of a beginner's guide.
Oh, it is.
Beginner's like a guide. Forgiveness. Yeah. It's just like a little teaser.
Okay.
But what's
view
it called?
Just going over View from the Top.
View from the Top.
Yeah. Available on Amazon, Kindle. But, I mean, Andy and I together, if you're just going to throw all this stuff out here, we are in the process currently with a publisher of writing a book on forgiveness.
Well, good.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So it'll come out shortly.
It's a process.
It is a process.
You purchase them and all the royalties will come to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Life's a Story Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Steinke, along with my wife, Dina, Andy, and Stephanie.
Bye.
There's always a slight pause there. Yeah, that's always your cue.
Yeah.
Until next time.
This is only like episode 21, guys. All right. Join us next episode. We'll talk about that.
Maybe not.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Yeah, I think we need to say goodbye. Lost my train of thought.
I saw that.
You told me to forget about it, so I did. All right. Y'all have a great day, and we'll talk to you on the next podcast.
Bye.